voice of Laura.
Yep. Hello. This is Laura on the phone.
We miss you, but we're glad you're joining us.
Is it raining pretty good out there?
No, not that much.
Oh, okay.
It was.
It's coming.
Yeah, I think so. I think Douglas got a lot of rain.
I believe that. We're getting, Sierra Vista's getting pretty downpoured on right now.
Oh.
It's coming here.
It's on its way.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever you're ready, Niner.
Okay.
All right, you guys. This is the special session of the Bisbee Arts Commission on Monday, March 11th, 2019, at 6:03 p.m. Go ahead and roll call, please, Nina.
Karen Schumacher.
Present.
Sharon Stetter.
Present.
Laura Morgan.
Laura Morgan.
Here.
Andrew Wilkinson.
Present.
Sandra Smith, excused. Bill Higgins.
Here.
Nina Williams here.
As I believe we have no call to the public, we're going to go ahead and move on to the item. Discussion and possible approval for the unveiling party for the Sig Art Machine at the Bisbee Royale to include, but not limited to, band, food, alcohol, and time of event.
Good.
And I'll turn it over to Sharon, since I think she has the most updates at this point.
Okay, so I did meet with Becky Reyes at the Royale to discuss the party. And there are a couple ways we can approach the party. We have the date of April 26th set aside. The time slot that we're considering would be 5 to 9 p.m., is that correct?
I believe that the Barks and Brews fundraiser for the animal shelter is happening until 5. So it's really, I was just thinking we should at least take that into consideration.
Well, and if we start then at 5, people could go from one to the other and just keep on brewing.
Okay, there you go.
Okay, so we have the permission to have the entire day on the 25th to set up the event. If here are options for expenses. She was hoping that if we get the rent, at $250, they're going to want to take more from our sales. If we decide that we want to do our own, do all of our food and liquor, which she is suggesting that would probably be better because she says their wine collection and all that is getting pretty slim, we can rent the Royale space without the cafe, without the Blue Moon Cafe part of it, for $550. If we rent it for $250, then we give them more proceeds from our sales of food and liquor. Now, understand that for the Royale, they have to have, there has to be food sales, one way, or food has to be a part of it. If we rent the space, though, ourselves, just for ourselves, at $550, then we can do whatever we want. The other option, a second option or another thing to consider, we can have the entire building, including the Blue Moon Cafe, for $800, and then that would give us a space to do, to hang as a gallery, to have, if we wanted to have an art auction in addition to our, because that room will allow for us to hang art. There's not a lot in that you can do in the Royale space that is so dark. So so that's an option as well, and those were the prices that she gave me. Here's a couple of suggestions that she said has worked with other nonprofit fundraising events in the past. What if we were to sell tickets to our event for $10? Then we could probably raise all the money that we would need for the rent of the space, and we could probably, you know, obviously we're going to have at least 80 people. I suspect we'll have a couple hundred people attend. And that would cover our expenses of the event, and then proceeds of the sales from what's
she
that?
She dropped off.
She dropped off? Oh. Pause?
Yes.
We should pause, okay.
Probably go through this.
Oh, I can go through these other concepts as well.
Hi, Miss Laura.
Hey.
We lost you for a moment.
There
we go.
Just for a second, but I'm here.
Yay! Driving, are you?
I am driving, yes, and I'm next to the border, so you know how phones love that.
Yeah, lovely connections down there. The last other option that I can tell you that she offered, these were other ideas to approach the event. There are many ways, in other words, that we can use the Royale. If we have a guest chef, a 70-30 split on the food sales, if we buy all the food ourselves and have all the labor done ourselves, that would be a 50-50. And liquor sales will all go to the Royale, by the way. That's their portion. If we don't rent the space, okay? Those are the options. Did you hear the idea of maybe selling tickets, Laura, for the event?
I didn't hear that, and I heard a little bit about, you know, what the costing is. Yeah.
Okay, good. So that's what I know so far, and at this point, I'll just turn it back over to Karen, and we'll.
Yeah. The thing about renting the extra room is that I don't personally, I feel like we have time to set up an entire art auction because we're doing this faster than we've ever done before.
And the lighting's not good enough anyway.
Well, let me suggest here's a way that would make that happen quickly. We have a fairly comprehensive now good list of artists that are participating in the machine, and they would each give a piece as a piece to auction, if we wanted to do it. But I think that might be adding an expense. If $250 more that maybe we don't need, but we might make that money back, I don't know.
Yeah, it's just sketchy, because I know that I personally have to, you know, I have the Showcase for Tall thing, I'm the door person, and I have to do the finances for the next month. So I'm just short on time.
Yeah.
And I don't want to put any, you know, that's a lot of work for four of us. One of the reasons we were waiting to do it was just at least to get to another member. But the one that sounded the best to me, the option at least, was the $550, we pay, they sell food, we supply our own booze, and give out wine.
And where are we going to get, they sell food, you mean from their chef?
They said that they were willing to.
Yeah, that was a different thing.
Okay.
If we buy the food, and if we buy the food and have the chef or somebody whoever will want to prepare it, we'll get 70% of proceeds of sales. If we buy the food and they have their own person preparing or whatever, it'll be a 50-50 split on food sales.
What if we were just to let them sell their own food, like normal?
I'll ask. She didn't even bring that up.
I don't know if that's what you guys want. I don't know what the food situation is.
If we charge them at the door $10, what do they get for that? I mean.
Well, what they're getting is the ability to support the Arts Commission.
Exactly. They get to come to the event. The event is going to be fun. And maybe we do consider the idea of having, you know, hors d'oeuvres and things that we. But not the liquor. I mean, we do have the food paid for, and
we pay for the food.
Yeah.
Well, the only thing about the liquor thing is that unless they're willing to buy the booze for us in some capacity, which means either supplying it at the bar or ordering it for us so that we can give it away or whatever, we do not have time to get a liquor license.
So we're going to be using theirs. But the way their liquor license works is that a certain percentage, 40% of the proceeds that they take in at the Royale have to be food sales. They can't just be a bar. But I think what I understood is we could actually just rent the facility for $550 and we deal with the food and the liquor ourselves.
It's too late for liquor.
No, I mean, we use their liquor license, but we buy it.
Well, if we buy it, they have to buy it. We can't buy it.
They have to buy it. For us,
And we don't have time to get sponsored or anything. Because usually Central School is the one that buys the liquor for us.
Right.
They get the liquor license. Though now that we're in a building that has a liquor license, it's just so complicated. It's so unnecessary.
There has to be food. There has to be food for them, yeah. Let me clarify that with Becky. But I am in agreement with you on that $550. I will also tell you that I do believe I could pull it off to get art in and fill that space, but it's up to you guys if we wanted to really.
Are you talking about silent auction? But then $850 is, then we're not going to have very much left over for food or band.
$850 is for the whole use of the whole space, yeah. And well, if you're right. We would not have very much left over at a budget of $1,000. Is that what we said?
$1,500. But still.
Oh, that's still not a lot. But we're if we charge for the tickets for people to come in, we could actually make all of that back.
So
that's the choice.
If we go $500, that gives us a little more money to pay a band. You know, so mm-hmm. give us maybe more options.
I guess it's really just a bottom line of do we just unveil the machine with the art in the machine? You know, that's a great idea too. And then, you know, have a band. Where are we with the band?
I'm waiting for a callback. So this evening, what I would like to do is that if that one falls through, I would like to vote on a list of three, and then that'll back us up so that we don't have to have another meeting. I was trying to think about not that, yeah. So the first person was that Joel Crocco, who played New Year's Eve, and I'm waiting for him to get back to me.
He was good.
He was good. It was dancey.
Mm-hmm. How do you spell his last name?
C-R-O-C-C-O, I think.
C-C, yeah.
At least that's what he goes by as a musician.
Mm-hmm.
And then, do you guys two have any ideas of someone you would have as a backup? We need a couple
I would
backups.
Suggest maybe Russell Cat Daddy's okay. band. I don't remember what they're called, but...
I think it's the Cat Daddy Band.
Yeah, and he's easy and accessible to get a hold of.
Okay.
Is Saint Cinder back in town?
Is no, not yet.
No, they're not.
Who was it?
Saint Cinder.
No, there's only just a couple of them left. I know that I would love to have them, but...
They've been playing with Jessica and Billy. They're calling themselves the Juniper Jazz something.
That's right, yeah.
But it's only, I think, one or two of the guys from St. Cinder.
Yeah.
Because I'd love to have St. Cinder.
What about, is Old Hang Syne a band to dance to?
That's, not really.
No.
They're sweet and they're popular, but they're not really dancing.
Okay, all right.
And also, we're trying to find somebody who doesn't play for free once a week.
Yeah, right.
This is, yeah, because we need some appeal.
Yeah, because you go to the bar, you know, I mean, if we, you know, it'd be, and listen to, you know, most of these bands. Now, the first name you mentioned, I never heard of before, so that would be a novelty, you know.
Yeah, that would be a really nice one. And
he's
nobody wants to pay $10 to
hear Russell Cat Daddy when you can go and see him at the Royale. I mean, at the.
But he doesn't play too often.
He's not. That's true.
Yeah, and that's what we're aiming for. So just
and he's an artist, and I would like for him to maybe participate in our machine at some point.
So third option for a band, Laura. Do you have any ideas? That's how I feel. I just want to have a few backups.
Well do we have Billy to identify them tonight?
What about them?
It's the same thing that they play once a week.
Yeah,
you know?
That's true. They play every Saturday. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not.
I might be able to get a band to come down from Phoenix, but I didn't think about that part of this tonight as my part. But can we just leave that third band as a question mark? And if we can get a band, what is our budget for that band?
Well, that's, we got $1,500 together right. We're going to pay. You know, it depends on how big a band, how many people are in the band. I mean, you know, it could be anywhere $500, you know, $250.
Depends. The rate is, it's 100 and up.
Right, yeah.
And if it's a hometown thing.
Well, if we want to invite a band, I do know through my kids some good bands from up in the valley.
Well, if these two wouldn't work out, what I would do is that we're going to vote on these, and then third option blank, you could, if we decide these two will not work, you could proposition them. We would vote on the final approval at the final meet at the next meeting.
Okay.
But we're only, let's just do that under dire straits.
Okay.
But that would be with you having word of mouth or an agreement with them of some, you know, like.
Yeah.
So.
How much are we paying them?
We haven't decided yet.
It could be anywhere. We're deciding any, you know, it depends upon who it is, obviously. But we've got $1,500. If we pay the Royale $550 for the use of the space, that gives us the permission to do our own vending of food and wine. So that's, I think that's probably a smart way for us to go, using their liquor license. We'll make more money.
If you were to only proposition the artists that were included in the machine, mm-hmm. which is not a bad idea, we could get easels from Central School and put those in the other space mm-hmm. without having to rent the whole thing.
You're probably right, yep.
I think that might be a great way to go. So that would be up to 20 artists, mm-hmm. and that would keep it within reason.
Yeah.
And we would do a silent auction.
And it's a nice synchronous thing, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, like these are the people
who are putting their work into this machine. This is what you might end up with. I thought it would be easy to do. So
Can we do that without renting the other part of the building?
Sure.
Okay, I feel better about that just because.
Yeah, you're going to have it.
They're getting ready to do some construction on that side as well.
You're going to have the
easels on the table is so much simpler.
Just using the main hall of the Royale, we'll set the art up around. On easels, we'll figure it out. As long as I use those contact strips for hanging, I can hang on the wall. She's given me permission to hang on the walls that are actual walls, and then behind the bench seating at the back, there's that soundproofing wall that's fabric coated. I can actually put nails into that, but nothing very heavy can hang on that. It's very dark.
It's so dark. In there.
Yes.
So on the brightest day. It's dark.
I know. It's really too dark in there. So it's a bit of an issue. They were looking into finding clip-on lights to put on things, too, that they might be able to, like an LED clip-on lights. That she's already considering this for future things as well. So maybe she comes up with, I'll ask her.
I've got a couple of miniature spotlights. They like spotlights.
Yeah, things like that. Small. Yeah.
And I can bring them in and they can stand.
So let's create a budget right now and look at that. So
okay.
$550 for the space.
Space rental, okay.
Alcohol, I'm guessing from previous times we want to keep it around $300. I'm talking
beer and wine. Yep.
That's probably over, but I'm happy you're over.
Band
up to
$500.
$150
left.
Yeah, we wouldn't have any money left.
$300 for a band.
$300? Okay. I'm still voting. I still believe we need to sell tickets to this event.
Let's finish, more money.
Let's finish this one thing first.
So 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 1150. That gives us $350 left
for
additional supplies, including advertising and things like tape, liquors. Including but not limited to cups, if we need to get them.
I think she suggested that we can use all of their stuff.
Okay.
And also in regards to the poster, so I can have Ben do it, but we don't have the same computer that we used to. It doesn't matter. So we need to get a Photoshop subscription. Like $20 for the 1 month. That's something we can do.
Okay. Do you want to? Would you be willing just to be reimbursed for that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's do that. That sounds good. So including that $350 is the $20 subscription to a monthly, one-time Photoshop. And then what you would do, Laura, is that once you pay for that, you just print. You need to make a copy, like. Take a screenshot of that and send it to me, and I'll send it to the city, okay?
All right, sounds good.
So what I have right now is $550 for the venue, $300 for beer and wine and food. Mm-hmm. Is that including food, too?
Oh, wow.
That's not going to work.
That's not much money for food.
Let me redo this. $550 for the space. Mm-hmm. Beer and wine is $300. $300 for the band. Let's put $250 for food, and then $100 would go to supplies, limited to like printing, cups, God knows what, tape, I don't know, clip lights.
Right.
How do you guys feel about that?
I also believe if we needed to, we could get some underwriting too. If we needed more money, but I think that budget can work for us.
It would be underwriting.
Extra hustle.
No worries.
So
no worries. I'm good at this.
So that's the budget that I would like to approve for this evening. Is that, I can go ahead and approve that budget? Can we vote on things individually, or?
You can do whatever you like.
So I'm gonna go ahead.
I made it broad enough for you to vote on every item if you want to.
I love vagueness. Especially since I don't work, I'm kind of vague. First thing, so I would like to move to approve the budget for the Sig Art Machine unveiling party as follows. $550 rental for the Bisbee Royale for the space. $300 for beer and wine. Up to $300 for band. All of these are up to. $250 for food and $100 for additional supplies, including copying and, you know, cups and the little things and that stuff.
Okay.
And including the $20 for additional supply, or I guess the $100 will have to include the $20 subscription to Photoshop. Does this make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So I move, do we have a second?
I second that we accept this budget for our unveiling party on the April 26th.
Do I have all ayes?
Aye.
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 All right. We're good on that one. time is between, so we, the time is 5 p.m. to 9, April 26th. The band, I'm going to go ahead and motion to approve the band as...
You're going to have to approve the time first.
Okay. I motion to approve the time on April 26th for the event at the Bisbee Royale, the unveiling party for the cigarette art machine, to be from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. Do I have a second?
I'll second that motion.
All ayes?
Aye.
Aye.
Was that an aye?
Yeah, that's an aye.
All right.
Okay.
The next thing we're going to do...
This is fun.
Am I right? It's fun when you go through it. I motion to approve the following options as bands. Number one is Joel Crocco. If that follows... Number two, Russell Cat Daddy. Number three, 2B... We'll just leave the two, and then we'll have to do it on the next agenda. So that's my motion. Those two band options. Do I have a second?
Yes. I second.
Kate seconds. All ayes?
Aye.
Aye.
All right.
Carrie, can I ask you to text me the name of the first artist so that I have the proper spelling for the poster?
Text the name of what?
List of artists.
Oh, yeah. List of artists. That would be the next thing we're going to go over this evening. It's just, it's a little bit not, I mean, it is part of the
issue.
Oh,
she wanted the name of the artist for her poster for the band?
No, for the poster.
Are you talking about the band?
Yes.
As soon as I have confirmation on the band, I will send you the name.
All right,
so what we're aiming for is to get you everything for your poster, hopefully in the next week, so that the poster can be printed by the beginning of the month, okay?
Yes.
That sound good? All right.
Yeah. And I also need the image for our logo.
Okay, I can send that to you. I can send you the Arts Commission logo. One thing we're also probably might want to include is the list of artists that are going to be in the machine, artists and organizations.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yes.
The other thing, too, I just thought about, since you're going to make it a silent auction, you're going to need to vote on that.
I motion to approve a silent auction, a potential silent auction of the artists participating in the Sig Art Machine on April 26th. Do I have a second?
I'll second that motion.
All ayes?
Aye.
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 Excellent. This is kind of fun. Let's just motion for the rest of the time. What else do we want to motion?
I have an idea for a motion. here's a way to get some enthusiasm, besides the fact that people are going to get something cool out of the machine. But what if we were to see the machine where two of the boxes in the machine have a $100 bill in them? And that makes people go up and, you know, spend and...
You just busted your budget.
Yeah, well, no, if we can get that donated, it could just be an incentive.
You might find an underwriter.
If somebody can donate money to it,
that's
then
what
I think
I'm
it's
hoping.
Fine.
Yeah, is that
good
a
idea. Good idea. A little bit of gambling.
Should I motion that one, too?
I'm
just getting kicked out of all these... If only the city council is so unanimous, right, Bill?
Pardon me?
Nothing. I move... move to approve the concept of including donated money inside the cigarette machine for a lucky participant. Right?
Yeah, just for the one night. Yeah. It won't be if we don't get. If the money doesn't come out of the machine, we'll pull it back up.
But. Okay. Do I have a second?
Yes, I have a second.
All eyes?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, no, you're there.
I'm trying to sell all 220 pieces in this machine. So our first time out.
The roles that I personally am going to be taking in the next, other than the band, I got to work on the graphic for the machine. Front and side.
Oh, shoot. I didn't bring you the banner, but I sent you the dimensions. I have that original one if you want it, but you don't need it.
I find a band, graphic for the front and side, and then, of course, online stuff, as long as everybody's okay with it. It's easy for me to, because I have access to the Bisbee Arts Commission page.
Okay.
Do you want to go over the list of artists?
Yes, let's go over a list of artists that we so far have participating. We have Karen Schumacher participating. Here she sits. We have Lori McKinnon, Robert Moondragon, Lisa Wines, Robin Bray, Kate Bishop, Kate Drew Wilkinson, Tamara Page, is that right? And Dee Ruff. Did you say they were both saying? Okay, Tamara Page, Dee Ruff, Sam and Poe.
Together,
they're going to have one. They're going to alternate boxes. Ruby O'Dell, Tanya, and I don't remember her last name. The ceramic girl with the fading echoes. She said,
"Borgeson."
Yeah.
We gave her money, but I don't remember her name. Kim Turpening, she's a photographer. Judy Perry. And then, do you guys have any more to add to that?
I have Ed Briggs.
Oh, Ed, yes, right. We gave Ed some.
Little Kimmy, who works for me, wants to do it.
Well,
let's wait.
We might have too many other. Ed Briggs.
Uh-huh.
Did you have Laura McKenna?
I have Laura McKenna.
Okay. Dale, who does the pottery necklaces.
Dale, that's right. Dale, last name?
I should know. It's my stepchild's daughter, or boyfriend. I'll get back to you on that
okay,
one.
Okay, Dale, ceramic necklace. And he's already given you those, right?
I already have them. I just thought it would be a nice mix because it's a 3D thing.
I agree. Yep.
Angela from Lunar Landing wanted to be involved if possible. And then that's not including the organizations. Becky Reyes wanted to be involved.
That's right. Becky is going to take a slot for the Royale.
But she wanted her own slot, I think.
But she's giving the money to the Royale.
Okay. Studio Mariposa.
That's right. Studio Mariposa.
And then, Laura, do we still have a contact with the high school or the schools?
I emailed her. I can. I need to actually go there, I think, to actually contact Mahala. No, I forget her name. Here, I'm here. I'm coming in.
Oh. Right now, we're at 21. Are you at 21? No, I have 19.
Did you add Dee Ruff and Tamara Page?
Maybe I didn't because we already.
Nice parking.
Oh, really?
Hey, you're here!
Go ahead, sit down.
Take her off the speaker.
Yeah, it's one of these nice people will get me back to old Bisbee Internet.
We need to discuss the fact that here's another thing that has come up with the slots. There are several artists actually who have said they will donate pieces to the box, but they don't need their own full tens.
We have a few.
So they're just people that just want to make a miniature and put it in a box. Of course, we're going to be able to see everybody's work before we put it away in the box, but we maybe just have one slot that's miscellaneous Bisbee artists and take your chance.
Like donation, yeah.
Donations,
yeah,
full donations, but all $20 will come to us.
And that's kind of, so with the high school, I'm actually going to be here in Bisbee tomorrow, so I can probably go down to the high school.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Email Nine and let us know.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will.
Amazon email me, but you know.
And then I talked to PSA, Art Awakening.
Thank you.
And what I'd like to do is I'd like to get the contract I think there's a little bit of misunderstanding as far as how the law goes. And I'm going to try and do some education. But we'll see how
we don't have to have their names on the works. Or even just PSA Art Awakenings. I understand that wanting to keep their anonymity is important. So they would just be... And besides which, PSA, if they want to pay the artist, that's their choice, right?
Yeah.
But the money could just go to PSA Art Awakenings.
Yeah, and they could donate their own art. But the thing is really...
Ryan said he wanted to do it anyway, but...
Yeah. Ryan will do it. Ryan will do it individually.
He said he wants to.
Yeah as well.
How many columns do we have?
22 total.
But I mean, the machine holds
22
different artists, 22 slots, 22 rows.
Somebody will bail, perhaps.
Yeah,
but
what if they do? Little Kimmy wants to come in. She's good.
The good news is we're going to rotate. We need to collect more names, more, because we're going to rotate these as time goes on.
Yes, especially the ones that work.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try and get those organizations. I do need the contract.
The contract's illegal.
It's legal, yeah. Legal has it. So okay. I'm waiting. So hopefully by the April 1st meeting.
I have to wait to April 1st to start collecting the art? That's a problem. I mean, if
I can check with her again tomorrow to see if
we
she's
can
had
get it
time
quicker,
to do
would
that,
be,
because she's doing some other stuff for us. So let me.
The sooner we can have the contract, the faster I can start getting signatures and getting people committed to have their work. Also, is
and if you I've already started collecting work.
Have
if you have to do that.
Have you seen yet?
No! One thing that we might want to add to the contract, if possible, is like a checkbox that says, I'm choosing just to donate this art.
Yeah, we did not do that. I think that's fine. I can add one after the fact, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
If you want to do that tonight, you can send it to me in the morning, and then I'll send her that again and say, hey, just a reminder, could you just let me know if this is good to go?
Please, Elda, don't hate me. Give me my contract back.
These yellow dots are going to fit on to close the...
Okay.
Now, the problem is the paper that they've printed the box with, the coating on this paper, the yellow dots don't want to hold. So I'm going to have to put like a dot of...
like glue.
Glue.
Yeah,
but they will hold. But that and the assembly of them, I'm gonna let you hand you each one. You can play with them since we're gonna. If you want to try.
It so happens that I think I have enough. I have.
So we are wasting these ones, by the way. These boxes. The truth of the matter. Sorry. Let me finish.
You were talking about the dots, so I was gonna carry on with the dots.
Yeah, the dots will. The truth. The matter of this box is. That it's a one-time use box. This is not like we're having cigarettes that we open and close the box.
Right.
Once you open this box, it is a one-time box.
So which leads me to what I was going to say.
Okay.
It's cute, though.
That I have acquired and have in my studio a bunch of little tiny double-sided self-adhesive dots that are going to go perfectly onto here.
Okay.
So you don't have to do the glue, right? They're just ready-made yummy things.
Okay.
That just go
They'll
on
go
and
on
they
there.
Probably come out of somewhere like Hobby Lobby. But
they have it for scrapbooking. Glue is awesome. And it comes
so
in
you
a
can,
lot of
Yeah,
ways.
Did you notice it's just two little strips of
yeah,
sticky tape?
Yeah,
it's just
really nice.
Bolts and fractics.
Yeah, I guess we decided to put them aside, too. It says to...
Did you read the warning? It's very cute. This was Karen's... Supporting the arts has been known to broaden an individual's perspective on the world. Warning.
I was hoping you'd go good
with
that.
Oh, yeah, I had a good time. Yeah. But the other side, I asked people to post what they purchased on our Facebook. It's on the other.
It's really tasty.
It was a little more complicated, but I think it's simple and it's good.
The fact that it has a little, we don't have to do a number to construct
it. We've done good, and we've got 250 of them.
Perfect.
And they were quick to get to us. Ultimately, the entire cost of that, Nina, you have that receipt from me, 200 and something. It was on that
invoice.
No,
it's in my
invoice.
Sorry.
It was like 270 bucks.
A little space for signing.
So it's
for five. 250.
Yeah,
bucks.
So it's about $1 each.
That was for.
It came. The cars they came to about 70 cents a piece or something.
Yeah, so I'm just saying we got 500 bucks.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
We got 500 boxes, not 250.
Yeah.
We have 500 boxes for 270 bucks.
That's
thanks
right.
to the Canadian economy sucking.
Yeah.
And because we went with a cheap box, realizing that we don't need to, they're not for cigarettes.
Once
somebody opens it and pulls their gift out, hopefully they save the signature or whatever. But
what's that you got in there?
That's the teeny tiny canvases.
Oh,
and this, I bought a bunch to donate.
I bought the first 6 dozen to donate.
Wow.
And then I bought 2 more boxes of 6 dozen. One is going to Studio Mariposa.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is the BAC's box of 72.
Right, that we were
And now
about.
We should sell them, right? Do you guys agree? At 80 cents a pop. For each one of these little canvases.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, to artists.
If they want to use those.
I've given away a whole lot, but I can't keep giving away.
Yeah, exactly. Really I gave Laura McKenna 10.
Right on.
Yeah.
So you gave Laura McKenna 10. I got to write that
when
down.
When we get that contract back, mm-hmm. I have 2 of my own.
Laura McKenna.
Randomly.
So Karen Schumacher, you have 2.
Yes, I have
and
2.
And Laura has?
10.
10.
When we get that contract, are you going to just send out a bulk email with a W-9 in that? Thank you for including that W-9 in there.
Bulky, what do you mean?
I mean like a mass email to everybody at once.
That's on our list.
I have all those emails.
I have most, I don't have all of them. So.
Will you just
Let
me know what you need?
Okay.
Sure.
So we're at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, including Ryan. 12.
Ryan's great.
13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Angela? Who's Angela? I don't know this.
Lunarland. She's the one that is, she has the flamenco dancers.
Okay,
with
her. And she wants to be it?
She just had a show at Sense of Place. I mean, she has.
Oh, Carol Chandler. Fine, we have 22. We have Carol Chandler. From that gallery.
The other thing that I was going to recommend at this unveiling, and I just thought about it, was that if there's any way to get an extra piece or not put all 10 in the box, it would be cute to have them all, every different artists on display. And get the, you know, so that everybody can see all the different possibilities.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the best idea.
Well, not everybody is painting a canvas.
No,
right?
but
they can take pictures, and we can
show them or something.
Show them
well, it would be
somehow.
Really nice actually to have a strip of everybody's real stuff.
Yeah, they have.
That would be really nice. How
easels,
are you
going
to do it?
You know,
I don't write in there.
Exactly.
But no, it could be done.
Little tiny easels.
Somebody just has to
make
a place to paste
cute.
It.
Yeah.
It's not the most important thing here. I think that. So, what else do we have, guys?
How much did you say those tiny canvases are?
80.
So we've got 72 canvases for $48.
And you're selling them
that
for
was
80
rounding
cents
up. I think it was 67.
It's 67 cents a piece.
Okay.
That's not
so
bad.
Okay. So 80 cents, or should we just do an even dollar because that's easy?
That's a dollar that somebody's going to lose of their $10 that they make.
We'll just charge them 75 cents, I think.
75
cents.
Because
then nobody will be shocked at 75 cents.
Yeah, then they still make $9.25. But not everybody's using a canvas.
Right.
The canvas makes it easy, though. Everybody I show the canvas to goes, oh, I want some.
Because they're adorable.
Everybody wants to work on a little canvas.
I mean, really, perfect for the... you know the water paint when you add the water and you just drop it on?
Oh yeah, those are cool.
Abstracts.
Yeah, they're abstracts and they're really easy to make.
That's good. Tamara Page says something. She's going to make, she makes one giant thing on board and then cuts them into little pieces.
Yeah, right.
That was her idea.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
So you're on poster. You're on, oh God.
I'm going to get the machine pulled together entirely, and I'll try to get all of the art donated.
So food and booze and all that, so you're going to talk to her about the booze situation.
Yes, I will.
All right.
Clarify that. Do we want to try and ask the Roca to donate some food? Do we want to do that kind of thing?
I think it's a good idea.
Let's ask them if they will. They usually will.
He usually will.
Yes.
And it's nice to have appetizers that people
can.
Yeah. And you like the idea of charging $10? Did we ask you that?
That was one. Yeah. That's the only thing we haven't voted on yet.
Do we charge for this event?
I always feel very mixed feelings about charging for fundraisers, which is a weird thing.
But that's very weird because that's exactly
where,
you know, that's the first thing you do when you go to a fundraiser, a real fundraiser, is you buy your ticket for $100, and then you get a rubber piece of rubber chicken and you eat it. And then
it's true.
You bid on a whole bunch of things that you're supposed to have a silent. I mean,
let's do $10.
Are we planning on charging for food?
No. That's
well, if we get $10 from everybody that comes through the door, we don't have to charge for food, do we?
Right. And then we don't have to monitor that the entire night.
We'll need an Eventbrite thing if we're going to charge
them. She suggested not using Eventbrite because they take like $2 and something cents on each sale.
But every online thing takes money.
Don't you think we can just don't you think we can also just try to sell tickets directly?
Tickets at the door?
Our tickets are individually we sell tickets and at the door. You don't think that will work?
How many tickets?
There's more people who buy tickets online.
I could. Well, that's, yeah. How many people do we want there? We have 220 boxes. We need 220 people.
We're going to have to print tickets.
All buy one, at least one.
If we're not going to do online, then we need...
We know you're going to buy four on your own.
I don't know.
I have a Bisbee Arts Commission...
Yes.
...banner. If we are going to charge for tickets, I highly recommend... We do the old Bisbee hustle, at least, where you sit in front of the post office.
I agree.
I actually love to do that. I could do that.
I'll sit with you. We can hustle together.
I'd do it. Yeah.
And maybe even a couple
good.
Days.
Good. We can have fun.
Days.
As long as I'm in town.
The additional one would be the farmer's market hustle.
Right.
Yes.
I like that idea of individually selling tickets myself. Eventbrite's going to take $2.60 from each.
So we'll emotionally bat down everyone we know, make them buy tickets.
Right. I have 175.
Totally, we've all got a decent level of popularity, maybe.
Yeah, I've got all those people that come to yoga. I can guilt them all into it.
And I don't know what you're talking about popularity. but we. We need to print tickets.
Oh, so someone has to design the tickets.
Okay.
So that'll be the ticket.
We also don't have the band.
But we're going to get the
band.
We can't sell tickets yet anyway.
It's too soon. Let's decide.
We wait till the beginning of April.
Who prints out the tickets?
Well, we'll just print it. We can get a busy office to print off the tickets. Yeah. We just need to design a basic ticket.
Do they do it in a nice roll? I mean, do they print tickets in a roll?
No, it's going to be... It's going to be paper and then...
We'll just...
I'm thinking raffle ticket.
I have raffle tickets in a roll, but that'll,
you know,
that's
if,
what you want to sell.
If you do an 8.5 by 11... six...
Yeah,
so 12, this is one sheet of paper is like 12 tickets.
Okay. You know, you can give them to me when you've got them printed
we'll
up.
Put it, and we'll do it on cardstock.
I've got a guillotine and I can cut them up for you.
Oh, great.
Okay, and I have one too.
So everybody will get tickets. We have to wait till the band. We have to wait till the tickets are designed. But, okay, that's good.
Because we're all
willing to do the old business hustle, which is really works well.
Actually, it's fun.
It's fun.
I'm sure I could be really good at that. We do it for Central School. And it does. It totally works.
All the tourists and my English accent.
Yeah, you can do this.
Hello.
So your official role is seduction.
Seduction. Actually, really, that's perfect.
Your official role is seducing
the public.
It works.
Absolutely. Are you adorable?
Right. And you're happy with it.
Yes, I'm
so
totally.
For the poster, the event is 5 to 9, April 26th. We have a band. We're not sure who that is.
Miller is his last name.
Right.
Oh God,
I shouldn't have known.
We're going to have an auction.
Before we go on to the poster, could you vote on the tickets, please?
Oh, really? To vote on that too?
Yes,
I move to be I move to charge $10 for this unveiling party. For the Sig Art Machine at the Bisbee Royale on April 26th. Do I have a second?
Your turn, Laura.
I'll second your price for tickets.
And the fact that we're ticketing.
And ticketing.
Oh, aye.
Aye.
All right. So that's good. I feel $10 is fine. As long as, especially if we're all, if we're all individually hustling.
Yeah.
So we're having a silent auction and...
We're hoping to have a silent auction.
I think I like the idea of the silent auction. I like the idea of the easels. I think that even though the Royale is very dark, I think it can be really good for this particular kind of low-key auction.
It's low-key. We're limiting it just to the people who are selling in the machines. I think that's a good idea.
The two lights that I can loan are really theatrical and sweet. They're like miniature film brutes.
Oh, that's perfect.
They have a nice big bulb and they're good.
So I feel good about all of us. Is there anything else that we want to... So tickets, including the time and everything, you know, all those details. But then we'll also have to include the band. The band will play at 6.
And so let's we are, I guess we're all calling it now. Yeah, band will play at 6, not at 5.
No.
We're all agreeing to call it the SIG Art Machine. Yeah. SIG standing for Community Interactive Giving. So let's make sure that we make sure people understand that
I've been putting
acronym.
It in italics.
Okay.
Worse.
Yeah.
Okay. Do that again.
Community Interactive Giving. Interactive in the sense that not only...
You gotta push the button.
You gotta...
Or pull the
gotta put your money in. We tested the machine. Carlos and I did a lot of testing on the machine. We tested that the boxes have to be a little bit weighted.
Okay.
Even maybe a little bit more than one of these canvases, to be truthful. We're playing with that. We actually, what we're going to do is we're going to weight it from the top with a block that's going
to
say sold out at the bottom as well. So
that'll
keep them down.
The Tamara Page did mention the Pages own a cigarette machine. Mm-hmm. They were going to do something similar, and what they found was that unless the box is weighed enough, they wouldn't go out.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, we discovered that.
And they were willing also, just for future, to donate another cigarette machine to us.
Oh, if we ever want to do this again.
Did you know that Kerry actually arrived in town with one when she did her restaurant? Didn't know what to do with it. She came in with one already,
right.
Set up with money.
That's a whole other debate. All right.
So with regards to that, I think everything on the machine, there's a couple things that Carlos has to tweak. On a couple of the slots, it's an interesting thing that each slot has to be tested, but each one did have to be tested. That's, let's see, what else did he have? Hold on.
A question, during the event, are we going to have anybody that is, you know, that's actually with the machine to make sure it works for everybody?
Well, the machine works. By the way, the wonderful thing about these machines is they're all metal.
Mm-hmm.
There's no plastic parts to break, mm-hmm. and they are designed to sit in bars and to be, you know,
reliable
all night long. People, this machine is 55 years old and it's not broken. So I think the good news is. Oh, I also tested the money. We have to put somewhere on our
graphic.
On our graphic, or if we're going to use these three elements for graphics, we talked about possibly using that because he built that thing that goes on top.
Yes.
We were suggesting that possibly the blue or turquoisey color trapezoid thing will be Bisbee Arts Commission, a little bit about us, and a little bit about the machine. And one of the things that needs to be said about the machine, the machine cannot make change. So let's just say that you
$20 start only.
$20. It does, but it takes ones, fives, and tens. Now, if you... You know, you
start
can put them in any
money,
order, but they
yeah.
better be $20. Let's say you start with a 5, and then you put
there,
a 20 in. You just paid $25 for your cigarette.
I mean, it must be exact change.
Yeah, it must be exact change, but it will accept all the bills. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
The
won't make change.
Unless there is a, you know, anyone disagrees, I will also hit up the showgirls to be there to help with drinks or something.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Oh, I was thought you were going to say sell the tickets. So I was like, they'll sell those tickets.
I'm building them a rocket, so they owe me a favor right now.
Oh,
so I'll see what they can do to help. But they usually come to the event and do something.
Push it around.
Yeah, exactly. I did not say that.
That's
but it is not untrue.
That's now on record.
Anything else? I think we're doing pretty good. I'm trying to get Nina out of here in less than an hour.
Let's be done.
All right.
I think we're good.
Anything? So we'll meet again at the beginning of the month. We will resolve the band then if I have not more than. I'm going to be sending information to you about the band and the graphic.
Yeah, I need band,
and you're
going graphics,
to try to get the contract.
Anything you want to go onto that poster?
Well, she's going
to
add that thing to the contract, and I'll send it back out and try to get that done.
Add donation to contract and send to Nina. All right. I will do that in the morning.
So we have managed, by the way, to fill the machine, and we do not have a slot for anybody putting MP3s in. Let's just keep that as a background thing to do later on.
Yeah, I think
we also didn't have a place for the spare $200.
Oh, no, the $200 is there's going to be a... Did you hear that when you were driving?
I did.
Do you like that idea?
I like the idea.
I think it gives people like, oh, I have a chance to win $100. That's a pretty good odds.
So you'd want to put it in like the first five for it to go that night, right? Because it's just for the event night,
just
right?
For the
And I got to write that down.
And it'll be in with somebody something.
It'll be in the, we'll just randomly choose. Let's put, $100 here in this machine and $100 here in the machine.
So band hit up Showgirls at donation for the night. And then, okay. Anything else? And then we will all, we will communicate about everything else and the hustle of selling in front. So that's going to be, that probably will be after our next meeting.
Which days of the hustle at the outside the post office?
Morning? Usually Friday mornings are great.
Friday the what?
I don't know yet.
Because I don't get back to leaving first.
Well, it'll be after that, for sure. We do it a couple Fridays, that actually. That'd be good. Because it's, if you do Saturday, there's just not as many people.
No, on a Saturday I need to be in the gallery.
And if we want to do the farmer's market, for instance, we could do that on Saturday, too. And also dig out that banner.
Right.
And we will have to borrow the clipboards from the library.
Okay.
We only need 20. So.
20, yeah.
You think 3 weeks is enough weeks to promote?
Yeah, usually you need about three weeks to a month.
At least three, yeah.
I mean,
posters have to be out 3 weeks before, usually. If we can get it done before then, let's get it done before then.
Okay. I'll confirm my own clipboard.
As soon as we know the band, we'll be ready to go.
At it, just let me have one and I can put it on our website and our Facebook page and get it out.
Cool.
So yeah, the sooner the better, but at least by.
Yeah.
All right, and we're doing okay. And we're going to figure out food on the side,
yes,
right?
We'll figure out food.
Food is free, drinks are free.
Drinks charge for.
All right, charge for drinks.
Do we have the phone number?
Maybe with the $10, with their $10 ticket, they get one.
I think that's only fair.
Ticket.
A drink
ticket.
And then the food is appetizers, right?
That balances
it.
Yeah.
So the food is free.
Yeah.
And next we meet on April Fool's Day.
So if we can talk to Becky about maybe if they want to do the bar, and we just, the free one free drink is through us, we can figure out something too. I don't know. We'll figure it out, Becky.
There was just one last idea with regards to the event, that perhaps we would have an idea box. We could ask people to give us ideas of what they would like the Bisbee Arts Commission to pursue.
Okay,
yes.
And great.
We could give them ideas of what that might be, even if we even made a little, like, would you like us to be involved with murals? Would you like
My idea box is so weird. It's like a giant box that a kid jumps out at you for. So I don't know why it is that in my head, but
idea box. So idea box is great. We'll do that.
Okay. And then that's all that I have for this.
People seem to be
anybody else?
People seem to be enjoying the stuff about the notice outside the post office. Seems to be going down well.
I intentionally put that out there. I got approval from Dwayne on his last day.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, there's not much debate about
that. No, it's enthusiastic.
And we have not voted on it yet. That's why I said we are beginning the bureaucratic process. But I put that intentionally out today. So that they would be in their mind when we try to hit them up for tickets in a couple weeks.
Okay. Yeah.
I know, that's so,
You're a shiny little cookie, you are.
Well, you know, because everybody wants the bulletin board. Even Dwayne was like, that was my last wish. That's what he said. So, Ben will be giving us a breakdown of the cost before the next meeting. So. All right, guys. Wait for Sharon to.
Yes.
Oh, I moved to adjourn this meeting of the Bisbee Arts Commission. Do I have a second?
Yes.
You have a second.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
We've done good, I think.
Yeah, we're going to be able to do this, you guys.
It's going to be fun.
It will be fun.
This is dumb.